Four's Company, hour number two on this Saturday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We are brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. LPL Financial Nashville is your partner for whatever your future holds. We're broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership where the buzz is always about great service. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we're going to get into the final four national semifinals in the NCAA tournament. Tonight, we'll get Florida and Auburn, Duke and Houston. All the one seeds are in San Antonio for the final four this year. We'll get into that coming up in our next segment, but first, let's answer our question of the day. Nick Frazier, with all of the weather that's rolled through Middle Tennessee this week, wants to know, what are five things you'd bring to your safe place, your storm shelter, during a storm? We do have an answer on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Devin in Dixon says he would have his PS5, a television, a pizza, a recliner, and a blanket. Game set match.
Close enough.
Yes, close enough.
Swing and a miss.
That's that. Honestly, I think that's pretty close to
what
I would do.
That's probably what I would do, yeah.
Like, if I could spend 12 hours down there if you get me some food and MLB The Show.
Yeah. I could easily delete a day.
You're right.
Just sitting there.
Just a no-bones day.
There was a movie that just came out on Netflix. It's called Leave the World Behind, and it kind of has something similar to this. It's like...
It's very apocalyptic.
Yeah, it is an apocalyptic style movie. So you've seen it too, Wallman, huh?
I've not watched it, but I've
seen
definitely
the
heard of it. Yeah.
It's an interesting movie to watch, and it kind of inspired this, you know, question of the day for the most part. So just putting that out there. Just give more context behind the question.
Would you bring something, like if the world's flooding and you don't know when you're going to get out, would you bring something like sentimental with you?
Yeah.
Something, yeah, for sure. I can't think of what it would be right now.
I'd bring a rosary.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, either a rosary or a Bible, one of the two. But what would I bring in a storm cellar? There's a game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called Bino. Never heard of it. It's a finger soccer game. So, like, there's like, it's a triangular, it's like a triangular little pins on a table. And it's like turf. They actually put it on a piece of plywood, essentially. And it's turf. And you have little soccer goals. You get a little marble and you flick it back and forth with somebody on the other side. It's a fun game.
Sounds
I played
fun.
It during COVID. So, it was a blast. Kept me preoccupied.
With whom?
With my brother.
Oh, yeah. I thought you played by yourself.
Yeah. I can.
One hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
I was pretty preoccupied doing this, but yeah. It's fun, though. I'd recommend buying one. That or Jenga. There's a game called Phase 10. I don't know if that's...
My in-laws are big Phase 10 people.
Right, left, center, all those.
Yes.
Yeah. My family's a big board game, you know, games type people. My uncle is that.
Yahtzee.
Not a Yahtzee.
No Yahtzee?
I can't do Yahtzee.
I just need a deck of cards. I feel like you can do so much with a deck of cards.
That would definitely
be in there for me.
Play rummy.
We'd be playing poker.
Blackjack.
We'd be gambling rations of food.
I mean, we could play poker, hearts, spades.
Hey, man, you eat that spam? Nah, we'll be
gambling beans.
We could play Monopoly.
Yeah, we could do
You could knock out 4 hours playing Monopoly, if not more.
Would a DVD player with The Office full 9 seasons be in attendance for all this?
Yeah.
I feel like you got to kind of have something like
that. You could also, if you do the TV, if it's a smart TV, just as long as you have a streaming service, you got all that, though.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I'd have to bring a Wi-Fi router.
Ooh, good. Well,
are
we saying that in the storm shelter, it's like in your house, like your safe place, like you have Wi-Fi?
Let's go this way. Oklahoma style. Tornado.
Oh, we're saying
bunker.
Like EF5.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
So Wi-Fi is out of the equation.
Okay. So no Wi-Fi. Oh, okay.
So look, you could honestly get. I've seen these. I don't know why, but I've just been in depth with all this. There is a electric generator that can power a full house, like a 2-story house, and it's like $500 on Amazon. So I'm thinking about buying one. I don't know why, but if this were to ever happen, like a big tornado, plug that puppy up, plug a TV
into
it.
You're stocking meat for the apocalypse?
Why not? You can have a freezer, hook it up to the generator.
You know what I would bring?
Huh.
If the world was flooding, pool noodles.
Pool noodles?
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
I may have thought too much into this question, but that's where I'm going with this.
So would the generator count as one of your five items if you brought that?
I'm going to say no because it's already a necessity.
It's already
supplied.
Okay,
so if we have the generator, I would go router.
Okay.
TV.
Yeah.
PS5.
Okay.
A pizza and a deck of cards.
A singular pizza? You don't know how long you're going to be there.
You can get one.
What about a pizza oven? And you just have the dough. You can make it.
But then that would be multiple items. I'd have to bring the dough and the sauce and the cheese.
I think the food prospect of it, I think that is like already down there.
Yeah.
So like you can't count the food.
I'm going to get like a really good pizza out before the storm
pizza
comes.
Pizza boy.
Like it's going to be something not Little Caesars.
Oh.
No.
And then canned peaches for dessert.
There we go.
Oh my word. There we go.
Again, you can chime in on our phone or text line if you have thoughts on our question of the day. What would you bring in your storm shelter? Five items, 615-737-1025. Did we miss anything? Any other thoughts that you guys have?
So I'm a big shoes guy when it comes to getting into my safe space. I always think about, like, what if your house gets destroyed and, you know, that, like, that part of the house is the only part left, and you don't want to be walking around with all this debris out with shoes, no shoes.
That's a good point. I did not bring my shoes Wednesday night when I went down.
I didn't either, but it was also like 3 in the morning.
To the basement.
Oh, I thought you went like downtown. So I'm like, shoeless Jake Lyman? Wait, what?
Walking around Broadway.
One of my friends the other day was trying to tell me that there's no better feeling than driving barefoot. I'm like, what?
Listen.
I think that's illegal.
It is illegal, but
why would you ever do that?
There are people that have golf carts and gators, and they have giant land.
I'm talking like full car.
Oh, no.
Seatbelt on, traveling 30 miles.
I do have to say, not 30 miles. I have done this probably once or twice, like driving from my neighborhood pool when I was in high school or something like that. But yeah.
This guy was like,
if you're getting on a highway, you should not be driving barefoot.
He's like, I went through the Raising Cane's drive-thru with no shoes. I was like, what is wrong with you?
His big toe is commanding the gas pedal. I don't like
that. That would hurt, too.
That, it would hurt. Yeah. That would not feel good.
That would hurt.
Anyway, 615-737-1025.
What a tangent.
We're going to get into the Final Four coming up next. National semifinals tonight, Auburn and Florida. So there will be one SEC team in the national championship. They will get the winner of Duke and Houston. Don't miss Nashville Super Speedway's pre-race concert contest, Nashville's next rising star, at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Road today from 1 to 5. The contest will be emceed by none other than 102.5 The Game's Big Joe Dubin, and special guest DJ Mojo will keep the crowd hyped up all afternoon. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Force Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The Atlanta Braves country road trip is coming to town, and teaming up with the Nashville Predators and 102.5 The Game, join us at the BetMGM Sports Lounge in Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, April 16th for a Braves watch party as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays at noon. There will be free giveaways like hats and t-shirts, plus you could win autographed baseballs and free tickets. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events.
We got someone on the text line.
I know.
Explaining why it's not illegal to drive barefoot.
Yes, Bradford texting in on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and we appreciate it. He sent a screenshot of a Google search. It's a common misconception, but driving barefoot is not illegal in any state in the United States.
So Bradford, Texas back, are you a big toe driver? Is that what that is?
Maybe Bradford is big on driving barefoot. I know what I'm doing on the way home.
Driving with shoes on?
Yes.
There you go.
Maybe Bradford likes to be one with the car. Maybe he's just a barefoot driver that likes to feel the vibration of the engine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
You can really feel the engine going when you push
down
barefoot.
The horsepower on the pedal.
I mean, I feel strange like driving in flip-flops.
I'm fine driving in slides.
Or slides. Or even like if I go golfing, like I have the wear anywhere golf shoes without like the actual spikes. It's the plastic. I feel weird driving in those.
You feel like you don't have a good grip on
right
the pedal.
It's like because it's not flat, it's like a little grooved, and it just feels
I've never
weird.
Driven in cleats. I want to experience that.
You don't want to experience that.
No, that sounds awful.
I want to drive in my metal baseball spikes from high school.
How do women Guilty. Drive in high heels?
They shouldn't,
but they do.
Do they?
Maybe they're barefoot drivers.
Maybe they are.
But that's an acceptable
just like
barefoot.
Bradford.
Yeah.
Bradford, I'm sorry. If you don't text back, you are a barefoot driver. So thanks, man.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's get into some basketball here. Final Four starting tonight. Is it a 5:09 tip off of the first semifinal?
Yes, it is a 5:09 tip off and a 7:49 tip off, I believe, so for Duke and Houston.
You excited about it, huh?
Oh, I'm pumped.
Tennessee's out though.
Yeah, it's basketball. I don't know if you saw Houston won that game.
I actually put myself through 2 hours of pain. Because I was going into that thinking Tennessee had a legit shot.
Yeah, and I honestly did too. But
are we delusional? Today?
Second straight year Tennessee falls short of the Final
Four.
Are
you kidding me? You thought they had an actual chance?
I thought they had a chance.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Please do.
I don't know. I just got cut off on my own show.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Talking about Houston and Tennessee.
5:09 tip off tonight.
Oh, I was trying to confirm it. Yeah.
Yes. And then 5:09 Auburn and Florida. One of the SEC teams going to make the championship. I understand that there is some disappointment about not having any Cinderellas, right? Like, everybody wants to see the Loyola Chicago's and the FAU's and those underseeded teams make a run. But I think we're going to get some phenomenal basketball tonight and on Monday with all of these one seeds.
It's going to be fun. This is going to be weird. But when my team's out, I root for the higher seed.
Yeah,
I want to see better games.
And Auburn and Florida, I do think Auburn is the better team, but Walter Clayton is so good.
I disagree.
Really? You think Florida's a better team?
I think Florida's the better team. I think Florida has more depth. I think they have more experience. I think they're just more of a well-rounded team, and I think they have more size than Auburn.
Yeah. I just, you know, Jahni Broom he is a force to be reckoned with. I think he only scored 18 against Florida in that first game against them.
Will he be available?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they showed he does have a big sleeve on his arm, but he was a full go at their shoot around yesterday. So I think Florida's going to win.
I do too.
Walter Clayton Jr., I mean, some of the shots that he hit in that game against Texas Tech where just driving into the lane and then dribbling back out and just turn around fade away from 3-point range. Boom.
He's one of those players that every time he puts something up,
you think it's going in.
You think it's in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then game two tonight, I don't want to not give Houston a shot, but I do. I just think Duke is too talented for them.
They are.
Houston's going to want to muck it up and make it a 54-52 type of game. I just don't know if you can slow that Duke team down enough to win that one.
I mean, the whole narrative around them this year has been they're too young, they're inexperienced, but they haven't shown it. They got the National Player of the Year, the best player in the nation on their team in Cooper Flagg.
Did you see the text?
Yeah, that's what I'm laughing at.
That's what I'm laughing at.
Bradford
texted back. He said he's not a barefoot driver. He hates not having shoes on in any situation. Try driving in snowboard boots. He said he ran into a light pole. I hope you're okay, Bradford. I want to take a minute. Knowing that you've run into a light pole, I'm hoping you're saying that you did it when you were driving in snowboard boots, not right now.
Not right. I mean, we're a good show. We made you laugh.
Yeah.
We'll take pride in that.
Yes. Yeah.
If the big toe comment made you go off the road, I apologize. Yes. But I'm just
toe or toenail?
If you drive with a toenail, you got an issue. That's a strong toenail. Yeah, you're having a lot of milk in your diet.
You ever go to the gym and just do toe day?
No. Absolutely not. What? No, I don't do toe day. Like, maybe like you do the calf raises. That strengthens
the
toes.
Do it with your toes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do it. That's the base of the workout. You start with the front ball of your feet. You lift up on your toes, and it strengthens your calves.
This is me seeing how far can I push Nick Frazier.
We know Connor does toe day now.
I
do it alone.
My brain is scrambled after hearing the whole, do a toe day workout?
I'm like, in the shower.
What?
The Final Four starts tonight.
Listen, I think Duke is a really good basketball team. If you give them just any chance of a run, like a 10-0 run or a 5-0 run, they're going to hold on to that lead. Like you're saying, Houston's going to try to muck up this game, and they're defensively sound for the most part. But Duke, like you're saying as well, and both of y'all, they're just too good. I think they're too good to the point. I think this game's going to be roughly about a 8-point game difference, maybe 10.
Yeah.
That sound about right?
I think that's about right. I think it'll probably end like 74, 64 or something around there.
Duke will hit some shots, though.
Yeah. I think we're going to get Duke-Florida in the championship, and that is going to be a great game. I think Duke versus either Auburn or Florida is going to give us a great championship.
I mean, I hate that I don't really want Duke to win. I don't like Duke, but they're the best team on that side of the bracket. Florida, on the other hand, I feel like they match up really, really well. Like, that would be a really fun game.
Again, as much as I wish we had an 8 or a 9 or a 10 seed who made a run, it's fun to get all the 1 seeds every once in a while because you do get great basketball games, and I'm excited. 5:09 tip-off of the first one.
Because 5:10 isn't good enough.
Yes, or 5:05 or, you know, even 5 o'clock would have been great.
Hopefully we can watch it tonight.
Would have made Jimmy Buffett fans happy. 5 o'clock somewhere. Alan Jackson.
5 o'clock good song. In San Antonio.
Yeah.
That'll be, yeah.
I feel like San Antonio's a fun place to be. Just like, not just for basketball, but like.
Did Rex Road make it there?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Because he's supposed to leave Thursday, but there was a lot of
weather. Yeah.
Charles Barkley would disagree with you.
He does not like San Antonio.
You've never seen that?
He doesn't like San Antonio women.
Oh, wait. Yes, I have seen this video. Yes, this is hilarious.
I think they should have had the Final Four in Galveston, where the dirty water washes up on the shore.
I believe the Charles Barkley clip goes that some woman like sent him pictures of like, we're from San Antonio. And Charles Barkley's like, you're not from San Antonio.
Well, they showed, there was one where they showed a San Antonio Spurs cheerleader and she was, you know, attractive. Oh, hell no, that woman's not from San Antonio. They flew her in from Dallas.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll keep talking Final Four on the other side. 30 minutes left in our Saturday program. And don't forget, coming up at 11:45, Vandy Baseball taking on Florida. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Nick Frazier, Force Company, 1025-1063, the game. A tradition unlike any other, the Masters.
I fall asleep while not watching this tournament.
Jim Nance, is that you?
Hello, friends. Welcome to Augusta National.
I can't get into the Masters.
Really?
Hot take. I'm not a golf guy, though.
I haven't gotten into golf very much the last couple years, but I will still sit down and watch as much of the Masters as I possibly can.
I feel like golf now, especially with the LIV Golf and PGA division, like the division of both leagues, and that all of the golfers in both leagues can play at these major tournaments like the Masters, U.S. Open, and all that. I think it just brings more excitement to the sport.
It's not an exciting sport to me.
It's like a Raw versus SmackDown thing for me.
Well, that's the argument for me this year. The Masters is the same weekend as WrestleMania.
Really?
So I'll be watching that instead.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I love the Masters. I try and watch as many of the majors as possible, but the Masters is the one where if I'm free on Sunday, I'm watching the Masters.
I just don't
from
like,
start to finish.
I just don't like golf. It's not for me.
It is.
Despite what Robbie Stanley keeps trying to get me to
Scotty Scheffler's incredible. You got to watch him, man.
Even though I love Scotty Scheffler.
Even though he's on a downslope this year, he's still going 5-under, 8-under in tournaments.
Well, I don't know what any of that means.
And the Masters, you mentioned it, with the LIV Golf division and this is one of the rare tournaments, one of the majors, where all of the best golfers in the world actually get to play together. It's great. I'm excited for that. Starts on Thursday.
I'm not trying to shade anyone who loves golf.
No, you're good.
A lot of people love golf.
Yeah,
it's just not for me.
I know you're not a big golf guy, but if you get the chance to go to Augusta National, just go.
Yeah, you got to apply for the lottery every single year.
You want to know why? You can get a pimento cheese sandwich for $2.
Yep.
You can get what?
Beers are like $4 or something like that.
They got some sort of peach ice cream.
Yeah, peach sandwich ice cream.
Yeah, I've heard that's delicious.
Peach sandwich ice cream?
Peach ice cream sandwich.
It's like an ice cream cookie sandwich. Yeah.
Oh.
See, my dad and brother went a few years back and with some family friends of ours. They got into the lottery just for the practice round, not for the real rounds.
Right.
But, they said it was incredible.
You guys haven't experienced the peak of sports ice cream. I'll take you.
Yeah, that's right.
Rupp Arena.
Do you have an extra scoop for me?
I did.
Good.
I apply for that lottery every single year. Max tickets, everything. Just because if I get in, I know that's one my dad, like it's a bucket list for him is to get to Augusta National. So I hope at some point finally we get the email of
Baseball is about as slow paced sports I can get.
It's all right.
And I love baseball. It's just,
I'll get you into darts, kid. Don't worry. You'll love darts.
Jim Nantz will be back on the call for the Masters. I believe he said 2036 is going to be his last one.
Yeah, let's put that out now, 10 years in advance.
Yeah, yeah. But he will not be calling the Final Four, Ian Eagle, with his second Final Four, right?
I love Ian Eagle.
He's great.
I think he's great. I love him, and I love Kevin Harlan. I think Kevin Harlan's great.
Those are actually, I think, my two favorites. I do like Joe Davis. Mm-hmm. I think he does a great job with baseball.
Mm-hmm. I like, who's the other guy that does basketball? He's on 2K, too.
Oh, Brian Anderson?
Yeah, he's good.
I thought you were going to say Tom Breen. Or
Mike Breen?
Yes, Mike Breen. Breen.
Yeah.
I like Mike Breen. He's ESPN, though.
Jinx. Yeah.
Yes. I think those two, Harlan and Eagle, are probably my two favorite broadcasters. You know who's really good? And you've heard him last night if you watch any of the women's games, and you'll hear him Sunday for the championship between South Carolina and UConn. Ryan Rucco.
He's good.
He's really good. I met him at the SEC tournament. Really nice guy, and he's kind of become the voice of women's basketball. Like, calls women's national championship, WNBA finals. He does an awesome job.
One of my favorites is Joe Buck, but not football Joe Buck.
Baseball Joe Buck.
I love baseball Joe Buck.
Yeah, Joe Buck. I don't know why ESPN doesn't use him for baseball.
He's great.
It's something in his contract. Carl Ravage
just isn't.
I don't like Carl Ravage.
I don't mind Carl Ravage, but like,
I like John Shambi.
Yeah.
Boog is good.
Ground ball, base hit, right field.
Yeah.
You heard that a thousand times? Yeah.
5, 4, 3, double play.
Yeah. He got a hold of that one.
Yeah.
Way out to right field.
Yeah. Boog's good. Plenty of great play-by-play talent in baseball. But Final Four tonight. Who do we think is going to cut down the nets in the end? I know we're doing our picks in the final segment, but we can kind of spoil it here. Who do we think has the best chance to win the national championship on Monday night in San Antonio?
I'm going to state the obvious, Duke. I mean, that's probably the national favorite for me. And some people might say Florida, but I'm on Duke.
I'm some of those people.
Yeah, are you really? Yeah. I love that.
I've been saying it the whole time. I think Florida's the best team in the nation.
Oh, man.
When they shoot the way they shoot, and they are going to shoot the way they shoot.
Shoot or shoot.
I mean, they're cutting down the nets. I do think it'll be them and Duke in the national championship, but I think Florida pulls it out.
Okay.
I think the only one that would surprise me is Houston.
Yeah.
I don't know if Houston has two wins against Duke and then either Florida or Auburn. The other three, it wouldn't shock me if they won. Auburn has been the best team all year. Do I think that they're the best team now? No. But it wouldn't shock me if they were able to win both. But I agree. I think it's going to be Florida and Duke. And it's a toss-up at that point to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could go either way. It probably just depends on who gets hot at the right time. But I do think we could end up having a Villanova North Carolina type championship game on Monday night.
If it's those two teams
where it comes down to the final shot and we get some elite shot making down the stretch, maybe an instant classic in that one.
That would be so awesome.
A nice buzzer beater.
Walter Clayton from deep.
I know. Could we pay off what's kind of been a quote unquote boring NCAA tournament with just one of the best national championship games
That's
of all time?
Thing.
That would be great.
People have said this tournament's been boring. I've enjoyed it. I think it's fun.
I've enjoyed it, but there just hasn't been. I can't think of a whole lot of moments that stand out.
I mean, for me,
there's
a moment.
Yeah.
Like, Kentucky made the Sweet 16 for the first time in 6 years.
Right, but like buzzer beaters and big upsets.
Maryland had that one buzzer beater.
Right.
That was cool.
Got the travel controversy with Derek Queen.
I called him Patrick Queen at first because
it just rolls off the tongue that way.
Because that's the Ravens linebacker.
Yeah.
Maryland's now got team hopping Buzz Williams over there.
Thank God. Yeah. No more 3-hour SEC games that put my game behind.
Yeah, Buzz just looked. He was like, oh, man, I've been here for 6 years. Guess it's time to leave.
His whole career is just lateral moves.
Yep.
Like
6 years at Marquette, 5 years at Virginia Tech, 6 at A&M, and in 2031, he'll
go to the Big 12.
Yeah, he'll go to Texas Tech because he wants to go back home to Texas again.
Well, he's got to complete the Power Five
Yeah, he's got to get through all of them.
Big 12 is the only conference he doesn't have now.
Yeah, and I appreciate Buzz for the years he had at Tech. Got Tech to the Sweet 16, one shot away from an Elite Eight, but
now they got Bucky Ball.
Yes, Bucky McMillan from Samford going there. But yeah, this tournament, there just hasn't been the one shining moment yet. I hope we get it coming up.
I hope we get it tonight.
This weekend.
I hope we get it tonight. I think Auburn and Florida is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Is that the first game?
That is the first game, which I prefer. Cause
I do too.
If Duke Houston is a blowout at halftime, I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly fine with me.
What if both games are blowouts?
I mean, the women's tournament, neither of those games. Texas hung in there for a little bit, but
the women's championship is going to be fun.
That'll be, UConn.
Geno's last ride, maybe.
Who knows? And UConn ended South Carolina's 70-plus game home winning streak earlier this year, beating them by 30 on their home floor.
I love watching Paige Beckers play.
She's great.
She had one pass last night that was unbelievable.
I think maybe a hot take here, and I know others have said this too, but I think if Paige Beckers doesn't get injured as much as she did early in her career, she has more of an impact on women's college basketball than Caitlin Clark.
Whoa. That is a hot take.
Paige Beckers is that good of a player, but because
I think she's more well-rounded.
She's missed two full seasons and just hasn't been able to really settle in.
I'm kind of pulling for UConn.
Yeah.
After everything she's been through, I love Gio Auriemma. I think he's awesome.
Isn't it funny that UConn has kind of gone from the evil empire dynasty to, man, I'd love to see them get the championship over Dawn Staley in South Carolina.
Because South Carolina's the evil empire dynasty now.
It flips like that.
It's crazy.
I think it'll be a good game because I think Dawn Staley's going to have her team ready to go after what UConn did to them in Columbia 2 months ago.
They're pissed off.
Too. Right. So I think USC is going to come ready to play, but UConn, when UConn is healthy, that is the most talented team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You got Beckers, you got AZ Fudd, Sarah Strong, I think wrongfully is named National Freshman of the Year, but that's another tangent.
Wow. There's a certain player down on West End that probably deserved a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't think Sarah Strong, she might have not even scored 35 points in a game.
Much less 50.
Much less than 50 twice in SEC games on the road. Anyway.
Continuing.
UConn's very talented. I think it's going to be a great game on Sunday afternoon. I think that's as much as I understand the tradition of the men's national championship game being played on Monday night, it's just how it's always been. I love that the women's tournament, Sunday afternoon, everybody can tune in. There's really nothing else in that window. I think that's perfect.
I'll be locked in tomorrow.
I think I will too.
How do we get the men's to do that?
Right.
I mean, not the Final Four or not the national championship, but I mean, 5:30, 5 o'clock tonight?
Like, yeah.
I mean, what? I guess that's not that bad. You could play the second game at 5 o'clock.
I don't like them playing on Monday. That's my thing. And
yeah.
That's across.
That's true.
College football does it too. Just play on Sunday. I think you'll have a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Play it Sunday at like 6 o'clock. People will watch.
Yeah.
I promise you.
You could push everything up a day. Do women's Final Four Thursday night. You'd still get good viewership for that.
Mm-hmm.
Men's Final Four Friday night.
Everyone would watch.
Then women's national championship Saturday evening, like a 3:30 or 4, 5 o'clock start.
People would watch.
And then men's national championship, like Super Bowl time.
Yeah.
5:30 on a Sunday night.
Make it a spectacle.
Everybody can be in bed by 9 o'clock if they want to. I think the viewership would be better. I really do. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Final Four coming up tonight. We're going to make our picks. And for the first time in a while, I feel like we're going to have a wild card here.
All right.
We'll let everybody go off the board a little bit. We'll make our picks. We'll wrap up the show here on Four's Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Final segment on this Saturday morning, Four's Company, 1025-1063 The Game. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Going to make some picks here in the final segment. Final Four tonight. We'll also get to a wild card, but let's start with the NCAA tournament. First game, 5:09 tip-off on CBS. Florida and Auburn, an SEC rematch. We've kind of spoiled our picks for these, I think.
A little bit.
But
it's all right.
Are we all chomp doing the Gator chomp?
Yeah.
I'm going Florida.
Yeah.
Jake Wallman.
I've said it before. I hope the games end in a tie and the fans burn the stadium down.
It's a little graphic, don't you think?
I know that's not going to happen. I can't pick Florida.
You're going Auburn?
I'm going Auburn. All right. Think Auburn is the better team with Broome on the floor. We saw it last week. They had that big lead when he went out and Michigan State made a comeback. He comes back in. Auburn wins by 6. Give me Auburn.
I think Auburn's good. They may even be the better team, but I think Florida's playing better basketball lately.
I think they have more playmakers.
I'm going to go Florida, too. So we're 3-1 on Florida. Is everybody going Duke?
Yep.
The Blue Devils.
I'm on Duke as well.
I don't feel like – I mean, it's – oh, Jake Wallman?
The finger
not
bag.
So fast, my friend.
Okay, what you got?
We got a lone wolf behind the glass today.
I want to see how Duke matches up with Houston's physicality. I don't think Duke played as near of a physical team as Houston all year. I may be wrong. Probably, no.
The ACC wasn't all that strong.
It was weak
this year.
So, and obviously Houston's physicality really affected Tennessee last week. And I think that Houston kind of does what they did to Tennessee where they just kind of, it's a slow squeeze.
Give me
the Cougs.
Wow. So in studio, we're all in on Florida Duke in the national championship. Jake Wallman.
Quite the opposite.
Going Houston and Auburn. So we'll see.
All right.
I do think both these games are going to be good. I don't think either is going to be a blowout. We said Duke maybe 8-10 point win where Houston's fouling down the stretch, but it's not really all that close. I do think Florida and Auburn is probably going to come down to the final minute. So, it should be fun ones tonight. Again, 5:09, the tip-off.
Not 5:10.
Not 5:10, 5:09. Ball better be in the air before 5:10.
Ball up
or
top.
We're rioting. Wild card picks. Let's go around. I assume we're going to get some baseball in here.
Kind of have to.
Yeah. Connor, you go ahead. You going Redbirds?
Yeah. For the first time this year, Redbirds playing... Boston Red Sox. Nick Frazier's Italian brother-in-arms, Andre Pallante, on the mound. I like him. I think he's a good pitcher, actually. Give me the Redbirds to win today, even up the series. And you know what? We talked about him earlier. Give me my brother-in-arms, Lars Nootbaar, to homer today.
Noot. I love it. We're all on the same page today. Yeah, Pallante, I think, has a 3.6 ERA. He should do pretty good today against Boston up in Fenway.
Let's see who's on the mound for Boston.
Fitz. I forget his first name. Richard Fitz. He's a youngster.
Yep. Richard Fitz.
So I guess for my wild card, I go Nashville SC. They play today against Charlotte FC. Wilfred Zaha, former European international in England. So he's made his way to the MLS this past offseason, and I think Nashville, it's a statement game for them. They have to respond well, especially after Hani Mukhtar missing a penalty kick last home game. They received their first home loss to Cincinnati last weekend. So this is one of those prove-it games. And I think under BJ Callahan, this team has really developed a identity, a young, youthful identity. I'm going to use a word. It's not a real word, but Victor Scott, an outfielder for the Cardinals, described the team as young and hungry. I'm going to go the same route with Nashville. I think this is a youngry team, hungry.
And an interesting name, yeah.
I'd never heard that before. I'm surprised it took that long for someone to...
He stumbled across it in an interview in, I think, spring training, and it's just latched on.
I love it.
So youngry.
I love it.
Nashville, say, I think they win today. Whew. I'm going to go either 1-0 or 2-1.
And when is that game again?
1:30 today.
1:30.
You can watch that on Apple TV.
Coming up in just a little bit. Jake Wallman, what is your wild card today?
Nobody beats the Braves 8 in a row. The Braves don't lose 8 games in a row. I think...
They knocked out Father Ryan last night.
Easy now.
Do they lose 8 out of 9, though?
I don't think so. I think last night was a get-right game. I think... They're on the right track tonight. Give me the Braves over the Marlins.
Just letting you know for reference, no 0-7 start team has made the playoffs. I saw that yesterday. Just putting that food for thought out there.
I saw that yesterday. Let's rewrite history.
Okay. A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound for the Braves, the young guy against Cal Quantrill. I felt like it was too easy for me to say the Tigers are going to beat the White Sox today, so I'll go the Tigers are going to sweep the White Sox this
weekend.
There
you go.
Reese Olson on the mound today, Jackson Job tomorrow. I think the Tigers can win both. Tigers bats, for as many injuries as they've had, they've been hot. Kerry Carpenter, 2 home runs yesterday. Kerry Riley Bonds. Green hit the third hardest home run ever hit in Comerica Park yesterday. 114.6 off the bat.
Oh. Wow. God,
that's
torpedo?
Incredible.
No, not a torpedo bat. He crushed it. So I think Tigers get it done. Again, the White Sox. The White Sox are not as bad as they were last year.
But
which
they're not good.
Again, they were the worst team in MLB history last year. So it's a very low bar, but I think the White Sox are going to be maybe a 60-win team this year.
I saw something the other day.
Not bad.
Yeah.
About the White Sox. They had to pull the tarp out. And did you guys see this? I was gonna send it to you. Like, half their tarp was gone.
It's horrible.
And they had all these like mound-sized tarps. Just kind of littered across the infield. I don't even think they had the entire infield covered.
No, they didn't.
It was terrible.
They covered the dirt. They didn't cover the grass.
Yeah, the White Sox are just a very poorly run organization.
Dude, the White Sox-Tampa Bay Rays series is going to be electric.
Oh, yeah.
Playing in a... I mean, White Sox...
Playing in a back alley somewhere.
A's and Rays.
The Rays, it's not necessarily their fault.
Right, like, they had a hurricane.
Yeah.
You can't blame them, but...
And they should play it in wherever the A's play.
Sacramento?
Yeah, do all 3 post-game press conferences in that dude's shed they do it in.
Thank you for bringing up the A's, by the way, because I feel like baseball this year, especially in Sacramento, is going to be fun to watch on television. I mean,
it's different, for sure.
The ball is going to be flying. It's going to be flying, for sure. I think they said the Cubs had 35 runs, I believe. Yeah, 35 runs. The whole entire series against the A's, which is kind of nuts.
And if it goes over the fence, is it a home run?
Yes.
Yes.
This one has a chance.
It's a no-doubter.
And there are a lot of young guys on the A's as well.
Hey, Siri, it's not your night.
As he had a home run previously and then homers again.
Oh,
Lawrence Butler.
Siri actually was listening.
Oh, Siri thought it was you.
I'm going to miss the stories from, what was the name of the stadium they played in Oakland?
Oh, the Coliseum?
Yeah. I'm gonna miss the stories from the Coliseum about guys walking across the concourse, going to the bathroom, you know, going to the shower, yeah. And you know, you had the possum or the raccoon or whatever it was in the press box.
They're like VIP area was like 2 feet under the actual turf. So like you're watching it and your eyes are the only thing above the ground.
It'll be an interesting spectacle. It was an interesting spectacle, but I don't know. It might be the right move for the A's for sure. The one matchup I am intrigued about baseball today, Phillies versus Dodgers.
Mm.
Obviously, that was a matchup yesterday, but it's Roky Sasaki,
right.
The Japanese pitcher.
Sasaki's good.
Along with Aaron
Nola. I like him.
He's struggled, though.
Yeah, the issue is there's been talks about maybe Tommy John for him because he was throwing in the velocity. Yeah, he was throwing the velocities of 100, 103 in high school.
And now it's
starting to go down. So, and he's not able to command his pitches, which is a big concern.
That was the issue against the Dodgers won the game, but he threw 50 pitches against the Tigers in the first inning last
week.
Wow. Because he couldn't command his fastball, and his splitter is so effective when he can command the fastball, but when you know the fastball is not going to be a strike, you're not swinging at the splitter.
Yeah. You're not. So I'm intrigued, and they're going to have to really have Shohei Ohtani step up to the plate, pun intended. When it comes to hitting and also pitching.
Going
to
be a great day of sports. And don't forget, coming up in about 45 minutes, we've got Vanderbilt baseball against Florida looking to take the series against the Gators right here on 102.5 The Game. That'll do it for us. For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I'm Jake Lyman. Signing off, enjoy the rest of your weekend. More coming up on Monday here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya!